This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, it's not icy and snowy. Although I ran through, driving through Pennsylvania on Saturday, a lot of snow squalls blowing around. Hello, it's still winter, and they have proof positive of that in California. Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner here. Jen's in California. Jay is in Cleveland. Doug is on the farm in Framingham, and it's time now for our mention. We each hour are obliged to do a couple of things, Jay. One of them is to mention Donald Trump in whatever way we have to, because the states say, you never mentioned Trump. Okay, so I mentioned Trump. And then the other name we have to mention is Taylor Swift, in order to be right in with the in crowd, right?
We don't have to mention her. We get to mention her.
We get to, yeah. Ooh-ah. So anyway, I thought it was interesting. I mentioned on whenever it was, the day after the event took place, where the shooting in Kansas City, when the celebration took place, their win, the lady who got killed was a radio host on a local station, and Taylor Swift now is on the bandwagon to not only mention, but to help the family apparently pay for the funeral. Taylor Swift paid for it. They told the family that she would pay for the funeral, which I thought was, under the circumstances, think about it for a second. What does that entail? Entails you being aware of what's going on around you, and she certainly is. So there's that to mention. So we've done Taylor Swift, I'm sure, because Jennifer is here. We'll mention Donald Trump more than once or twice during this hour. But we have to really talk about pretty much the entire population of California is under a flood alert today, much the same as it was 2 weeks ago. 5 inches, my son tells me, is expected. Is that what you expect on your side of the hill there, Jen?
I haven't heard totals yet exactly, but I have heard that they're doing already, and they have been in the run-up. Like 3 days before, our phones have been all going off with emergency alerts to get sandbags, to prepare.
Oh, wow.
I think they've already declared a state of emergency in Los Angeles preemptively so that they can try to address this, because we took in a lot of water a couple of weekends ago, which was like 10 to 11 inches in less than a 24-hour span, which was huge. And so you've got, especially in the canyon areas, you have a lot of houses that are already just hanging on. And so more water means more trouble for them. So I don't expect to have huge, I get a lot of street flooding because I live in the run-up to like a wash into a canyon area. So I usually get a lot of flooding on the streets. Thankfully, my house is in a pretty good area, so I don't worry about that too much. But it's a lot of rain that's supposed to come. So build your ark and assemble the animals, because I guess we're going to just float away for the next few days. And I think we only dry out like at the end of the week, because there's another storm next weekend as well.
Well, that's why I'm coming this weekend.
That's good. So you can survey.
Be dry.
And then you can try to leave before the next round.
Talk about it. I will. I'll be there. I'll be back, as a matter of fact, about this time next Monday to celebrate the wonderful sunshine, lollipops, and roses that are a part of my California. You can have in your part of California the rain, but it basically, seriously, this is a factor of El Nino. When there's an El Nino year, it gets rainy. I don't remember it raining. Excuse me. Man, my voice. I don't remember it raining this much. I remember January, February in past years when it was El Nino. It's kind of cloudy
well,
and
it rains. The difference with this is that it's been very, like, relatively dry all the way through, and then we just get these big storms. So instead of just scattered out lots of rain like we get in El Nino years, these are just coming in big bursts. They're calling it, because you know, there's always a name, the atmospheric river, the Pineapple Express. I mean, it's just
right.
It's February.
The atmospheric wet.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, in California, it's always the rainiest month. So
yeah. So that's fun.
Yeah.
All right, let's look at last week's charts from Talkers Magazine. I like to do this, spend a few minutes thinking about what will come through this week. Will it be the same? But I think the number three story last week will be number one this week. It happened as we went into the weekend, the announcement of the $336 million fine. Now, before you jump off on to your whatever direction you're going to go with this, and I know where you're going to go, Jennifer, I'm going to tell you.
This is so insulting. I just want you to know that is so insulting.
Okay.
Like I'm going to just go off on a spin.
Because that's what you're going to do. But I'm going to beat
you
to the punch.
Okay, so I can say the same thing. You're going to say something, and then.
No, I'm not going to say what you expect me to say.
Let's go.
I'm going to tell you that I think that Trump was screwed, and I hope he does appeal. The after effect of this angry, nasty woman who went after I had not paid any attention to this because I just figured, it's another Trump.
You're talking about Letitia James, the Attorney General.
When I looked at her eyes, watched her body language, and listened to her rant, she's a professional legal scholar, supposedly, and she's representing the state of New York. And this thing, no matter how you look at Trump, okay, you like him, you don't like him, that's not the point. That's not the issue here. The issue is that everybody in business does what he has done. Maybe not with a largesse that he's done it, inflating the value of his company, but think about it this way. The judge told him they had to pay $336 million in fines for not one person being hurt. There wasn't one nickel that wasn't paid back. Nobody, nothing, absolutely without a sideways analysis of this. No one, I was furious, frankly, with this, because it is the worst of America. This kind of stuff has been, and so I'm beginning to, and this is probably a no-no, but I never have been smart enough, I guess, on the air to stay away from no-nos. When you look at the people who are prosecuting the two most notable cases, I think three, all being pursued by either black attorneys general or black judges, and so there's that case that you can make. But just this woman and the judge, the smirks, it just
she ran
is
on
so.
It. I mean, this is what she did. She ran on taking down Donald Trump and making sure he couldn't have a business in New York. That's what she ran on. The judge,
but why?
You know, the judge justified the amount of money, saying that Trump didn't show remorse. Well, there, as you mentioned, there were no victims. It wasn't the banks or the loan companies that came after him. It was the attorney general. And why?
Well, how did they even find out? Why did it start?
Because they dug into his tax records. Remember, they leaked out his tax records, and so they went through, and I guess they started investigating, and they went after him in this way. But even, I mean, it sounds funny, but like the guys from Shark Tank, who I know you love. Most of them are not fans of Trump at all.
No.
Came out and they were so ticked off because of what this means to business. It means that the state, willy-nilly, can go after any corporation
they
don't like.
Yeah.
For no reason, with nobody actually holding it. And so I feel like these cases, and this is why I think I get so fired up about it, they have very little to do with Trump, and the ramifications are what the government can do to the rest of us. You know, I get ticked that they're going after him, but every time they do and every time they win, it means less for us. It's just, I don't know. It's very frustrating, and I hope he does appeal. And the judge, by the way, is, again, awarded him so much because he didn't show remorse. Well, what are you supposed to do with no victims? I mean, the entire town.
Well, I don't know that. What are you supposed to do?
Less.
His attitude is lousy, and so, but you don't go after somebody because they're gonna, that's really the reason they are going after him, because they don't like his personality, they don't like him, and so here we go with the conduct unbecoming a jurist in this circumstance. This woman, I just am disgusted with it, frankly. I think that it is, all it does is further divide the country. And along Latino and black lines, the Democratic National Committee announced that they were going to spend their advertising dollars in the remaining primaries basically focused on Latinos and blacks and Native Americans.
You know, I just did a speech on Friday and pulled up the numbers. Trump is beating Biden 47-42 overall with Latino voters in the country. Black men, he's got the highest amount of support, over 20% from black men, which is huge. I think he had like 10 or 12 during the last election. And I don't know about Native Americans, but when you start to see the reliably Democrat groups starting to shift, that's why they have to spend all their money on it. They've got to try to win them back.
Well, and they aren't really shifting because they love Trump. They just don't like Biden. They realize that he's ineffective.
Men actually are shifting because they like Trump,
really?
And they do feel an allegiance. And for Latino voters, their top issue right now is the border. And I think the Democrats really overshot thinking that an open border would somehow bring in more Latino voters, but it's having the opposite effect.
Well, it should. It's a disgrace. So, anyway, I just thought I would bring that around because you always think that I want to, whatever Trump says, I'll take the other direction. But in this case, this is disgusting. It really is. It's really beyond. So
well,
that ought to be the number.
Did you see his shoes that he was selling for?
I love it.
Just under $400. And some people were like, how dare he? Well, they sold out very quickly. So,
And he's also got a GoFundMe. Yeah. He announced that a GoFundMe, or I don't think he did it. I think some of his supporters put a GoFundMe page together to help him pay the $300. He's never going to, can I tell you something? He's never going to pay one penny of that. Not 1 cent will ever get paid. It will be, you know, and he shouldn't. It will be in appeals for years and years and years. And so maybe they'll spend the money to pay for the lawyers for that. But he'll never pay a penny, and you're right, he shouldn't. 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hear that? The relaxing sound of ambient music in a yoga class. And if you were here, you'd listen to 15 people taking a deep breath in sync. But you're not here. Your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get a quote today and see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And find inner peace with a different pose called Palms on Handlebars. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
I'm Doug Steffen with Elizabeth Miller, who works with us from Calitrin at toploss.com. That's their website, Calotren. Should women be more interested in this? Not necessarily than men, but is it better for women?
I know it's good for a lot of things health-wise, like when you get over the age of 40, and now we have probably equal amounts of customers with men and women. I know women struggle with weight loss more. I think that men see results faster than women. But hormonally, we're going through a lot more after the age of 42, and I think this can really be good for your body. I've heard it from customers for years now.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
We've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack. I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free. So it's like paying half price. It's an awesome time to get on and stock up and save. TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free with questions, 1-800-325-4366.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now 23 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, and I are going to go through a couple of important social media stories because we put this portion of the program aside every hour for some kind of trending thing, local gossip, national gossip about celebrities. But in this case, I think it's important for us to review the story that was floating around over the weekend, ladies, of New York City suing social media companies because of them contributing to youth problems, the health, mental health crisis, that sort of thing. They went after Snapchat, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, what else is there? Facebook? I don't know if that's in the lawsuit. I think they are. Yeah, all of them. Because they say the companies intentionally design the platforms that they are promoting, and TikTok is the worst at this, I think, or the best, I guess, depending on how you define the best or worst. They purposely manipulate and addict children to social media applications, and the lawsuit points to the use of the algorithm. So they did a lot of homework on this. So the because these people, the little those worms at Google and the guys at all the other places, whether it be Zuckerberg or the people at Microsoft, they'll double down on all of this and try to confuse, because it'll get to a jury. They'll try to confuse the jury with all kinds of stuff that probably most of the jurors will be like the members of Congress. How do I turn on my cell phone? I don't really remember. You know, that's what you're going to find. So, anyway, I think the manipulation sort of has its roots in making youngsters feel compelled to respond. And if you're not on it, then you're a loser.
There's element of you're feeling left out. Yeah, and it's not just children. And I think kids are the primary focus because they are still so impressionable and the brain is not fully developed until, 25, 26, 27, something like that.
The reality is
that there are adults that are addicted to this as well. There is a mental health crisis happening. There is a real addiction issue. My husband and I were coming home from a restaurant just the other day. We were at a stoplight next to... Our assumption was that this was a professional driver because he was suited up. He had this, you could see inside the vehicle. It was a big vehicle, impeccable. It was very clean. But he had, at the stoplight, his phone... up on his steering wheel, and he was scrolling through reels, scrolling through different videos on social media. And we were expecting him to put it away once the light turned green. He didn't. And then we watched him get on the highway. We were going straight, but he got on the on-ramp, and I could still see him. And I was watching, and he's still, his phone is right in front of him on the steering wheel as he is just scrolling through while he is getting on the highway to go at high speeds.
Yep. You're right about
it. Sort of like the equivalent of a cigarette now, using your cell phone for adults. Like,
yeah,
I don't know, I look
addicted,
at people in a restaurant, and they, you know, after dinner's over, everybody takes out their phone and starts scrolling instead of walking outside for a cigarette. I don't know, it's like the break, like, let me go, I just need a minute to, like, look at something and not engage with other people. It's very strange, but I feel like it's the new, like, the new acceptable version of smoking a cigarette.
Yes. Snapchat addressed the lawsuit saying, well, they denied the allegation, first of all, and they're different than the traditional social media. They help Snapchatters communicate with their friends. Snapchat opens directly to a camera. Yeah, right, exactly. Let's see, TikTok responded saying the it has the industry-leading safeguards to support teens' well-being. You know what bull crap that is? They're the worst. They're all over the place. It's like a fungus. And the fact that they belong to the Chinese government and people, they're so stupid that they just lay everything out there and it all goes back to China. It's disgusting, frankly. Instagram stated the safety of teens is a top priority. You can say anything. It's like some guy running for the president. You can say anything. That doesn't mean it's true. In this case, it's definitely not true. So anyway, word to the wise here. I think New York is on the right path. Hopefully they'll get somewhere and others will join that suit. 28 after here on Good Day.
If you've never been to a pawn shop, it's probably not what you're expecting. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Think yard sale, where you can be the buyer or the seller. The cash you need today may be something that's gathering dust right now in your garage or attic. Why wait till next Christmas to re-gift stuff that Santa brought last Christmas? Need power tools? Who cares if that second-hand electric drill is scratched up? It looks like you've been working. When you see someone with a Rolex watch, a real one, can you tell whether they bought it new? Are you ready to pop the question? That diamond took millions of years to create. Who cares if someone else owned it for 3 years? Get the stone remounted. She'll never know. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Hey, do you want to get out of here? You want to go to Vegas? Well, guess what? 541 Travels can help. And so can we. Call right now, 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G. That's 800-419-3684, and get away to Vegas. If you call right now, you will win 2 free nights in Las Vegas. And the kicker is 415 Travels are also a travel agency. So if you decide you want to extend your stay, you don't have to also book your own accommodations, risk having to change hotel rooms or even full-on hotels. No. They can help you book the rest of your stay. So you don't have to change hotel rooms or anything like that. And if you want to get in on maybe some exciting shows, there's a show that you've been looking forward to see. There are some stellar residencies in Vegas right now. The shows, the food, the shopping. Get your 2 free nights. Call 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G, 800.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Over the weekend, thousands gathered at a Texas megachurch for the first Sunday services following a shooting incident where a woman fired a rifle in the sanctuary. Pastor Joel Osteen presented it as a special service focused on healing. The shooter, who had a documented history of mental illness, was killed. Her 7-year-old son remains in critical condition. The U.S. conducted strikes against Houthi anti-ship cruise missiles and vessels on Saturday, including an unmanned underwater vessel the Iranian-backed rebel group has used. 5 strikes in total were conducted against 3 anti-ship cruise missiles, 1 unmanned underwater vessel, and 1 unmanned surface vessel. Parts of California are under evacuation warnings due to heavy rain. The Weather Prediction Center has issued an excessive rain outlook for most of the state through Tuesday as another atmospheric river approaches from the coast. Much of California remains saturated from a recent powerful storm. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Good day,
Karen.
It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Hello, my name is 107 Fisher. This is my Gramps' radio show, The Good Date Radio Program. Sure seems
it never rains in California. No, never.
Yeah. Yeah, never rains in Southern California. It pours, but it doesn't rain.
It's pouring right now, and if you listen real hard, you might hear it through the microphone. Yeah.
There it is, pounding away. My son said to me last night when we were talking about what was going on that Jasper, my grandson, likes to go running around in the backyard in the rain.
Of course.
It's fun. Jump in the puddles, right? Isn't that the way any red-blooded two-year-old is supposed to approach the problem? You jump into the puddle. That's it. It's perfect. Right. Exactly. All right, from the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file here on the Good Day program, Jennifer J. Doug, the story of Georgie the Wash. It's my father used to call him. I don't know why. I guess it made it easy to remember. George Washington was our first president. So, Do you know what he did after his presidency? All right, ladies, you want to take a guess?
What George
did he depart? All right, March of 1797 is when he departed the presidency. So what did he do after that?
Went home and watched TV. Just hit Boca Raton.
There it is. Yeah. Retired to Boca Raton. Right.
Right.
No.
All the guys.
He went back to Mount Vernon, which was his family estate, and he and his farm manager, James Anderson, opened a whiskey distillery. And Mr. Anderson believed that the great, so they had a grist mill there and lots of water, and so they predicted the distillery would be a highly profitable business, and in fact, it was. They have an on the site now, if you've gone to see President Washington's home there in Mount Vernon, you can see the stone house, which contained the whiskey stills, the mash tubs, and the other things that were necessary. They could do 11,000 gallons of alcohol every year.
Wow.
And it was
it's
worth...
Like my, it's like one of my records.
Well, yeah. Right. From the hinterlands, if you will. Right. I mean, you know, if we went back, if we go on to that show, which I now have become not addicted to, but I like the Gates and the, what is it called? The thing on PBS, the Ancestry, what's this, whatever they call it, the history of celebrities and stuff. And it really is very interesting to see the families that make up who these people are today. And we could all find that. We could all find something. I told you the story on the air about my grandfather, right? And he was a car thief. And he had a chop shop behind his barber shop in a little town in southern Illinois. And they used to, he and his buddies would steal cars over in St. Louis, and they'd bring them to this barn, and they'd chop them up. They'd cut back in the old days when you could, take the ID numbers off and change them and stuff. And he made a handsome living, and he justified it all to me by giving 10% to the church. Listen, whatever it is, and people, the last time I told the story, excuse me, somebody sent me a nasty note. How can you glorify your grandfather? He was a crook. Yeah, but he was my grandfather, and I loved him. And he was,
two things can be true.
That's very true. All right, let's talk about the situation in Ukraine over the weekend, the same day that Navalny died. Putin was able to rack up another victory of sorts as Ukraine's military announced that it had retreated from a key city in eastern Ukraine. Now, what's happening with that is that the Democrats are blaming the Republicans. Here we go. Because the Republicans don't want to fund this.
Yeah,
and so because there is no funding, then it's our fault that the city fell.
This is why people question what goes on in this world. Because when they start to weaponize stuff like this, then that's when you see people start getting sympathetic to Russia. Because it's like, well, we don't want to keep giving money to Ukraine. Instead of just acknowledging Russia's bad, but there's corruption in Ukraine and they shouldn't be handed a blank check. How is that so hard? How come we can't talk at least about oversight if we do send them money? I mean, it's just strange.
Hmm. Well, anyway, so there's been a lot of yak this weekend about Putin and Zelensky and Navalny. And Nikki Haley took advantage of the situation. I thought this is kind of...
She had a town hall, I think, this weekend.
Yeah, she did. And in the town
Fox
hall...
Fox or CNN? Yeah.
In the town hall, it's on Fox. In the town hall, she attacked Trump because he didn't say anything about Navalny. So she said, quote, either he agrees with Putin or doesn't care. So, listen, there's another. Yeah, but look at it's something else somebody will pay attention to. Made headlines, right? She said, quote, rather than comment on Navalny, Trump on social media vowed to bring peace, prosperity, and stability when he is elected again. All right.
That's awful.
Yeah. What, to have him elected or to have
peace
her?
Peace and stability. I mean, come on.
Yeah, right. Nobody wants that. Right. All right, Trump and the $355 million. One of the things that is most interesting about this, and I don't think we underscored it enough, is he had that look and that twinkle in his eye when he announced these $399 sneakers. I don't even, who made them and how long has this been in the pipeline? You probably know the answer to that.
I didn't know about them at all until this weekend.
Really?
So I hadn't heard a word.
Did you buy a pair?
No, but they're, like, very sparkly. I mean, holy moly, they're gold with the American flag on the back. Who wouldn't want a pair?
Mm-hmm. Are they going to replace Nikes?
Maybe.
Yeah. Listen,
this guy
you got to hand it to Trump.
This guy knows how to play
like
and troll everybody. Holy moly.
Like
and
a circus
the fact
man.
That they all sold out and they were $400 a pair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this also endears him with some of those other demographic groups that we're talking about. I mean, this is how you appeal to young people. This is how you appeal to some minority groups. You know?
No.
Why not?
You say what you will about him. He is like a circus Parker. There's no question about that. Here he, like the sign that I always talk about, this way to the egress, and nobody knows what I'm talking about. Remember the last time I talked about that, James? What I said the egress was? Remember what the egress is?
I don't. You're going to remind me.
Do you remember, Jay, when we were talking about that? I don't think Jennifer was in the conversation. P.T. Barnum had a big
one. I don't recall this.
Ah, my. Where did all my magical words go? Am I just talking to myself? Jeepers, girl.
No, it's like that Uber Eats commercial. You have to forget something to remember new things.
Yeah.
That is true.
Okay.
It's like you have to
that's a good
one.
I'll remember that.
Sorry. That was the one.
Yeah. All right. Well, if that's the case, then you're forgiven. The whole idea about putting signs all over the tent, this way to the egress, 5 cents. Egress is another word for exit. He would charge people, and then he would say, there's a sucker born every minute, and he would point to the sign and say to people, okay, you don't know what egress means. I'm going to get 5 cents out of you because you don't know what it means. And you're leaving. Yeah, you have to pay me to leave, which I thought was... No, something that would probably happen somewhere today. I could do let's maybe just put up a big tent down at the farm and have people go into it. And we'll put a few calves in there to have the youngsters look at it. And then I'd say, okay, this is 5 cents, please. There's the next place that you stop is the egress, which is the, there, right? This is your way. You're out.
But before the egress, you need the gift shop.
That's right.
Definitely.
Exactly. All right, we were talking earlier.
Graceland. Everywhere you go in Graceland, it lands you in a gift shop.
Yeah, that's very true. The story about Jodie Foster being in the mouth of a lion earlier, she's been talking about her history when she was 9 years old. Jennifer, I don't know if you know this story or not, but she was caught by a lion that was involved in the movie that she was in, and the lion had her in his mouth. And who knows? Yeah, right.
Have you seen Nyad yet?
No, we were talking about that. I don't. It hasn't really been around.
Do you
like,
remember
it wasn't
that we
that
interviewed
well.
Her when she did
yes.
the swim? You and I.
Yep.
That was pretty
yep.
crazy.
Diana Nyad. Yeah, I thought she was very interesting. How about that?
Interesting,
I'm not
but
sure.
Apparently Jodie Foster, who plays like her one of her best friends or confidant, whatever, is supposed to be wonderful in Nyad. I have not seen it yet, but I hear she's really, really
yeah.
sorry.
Well, but the problem is that they had Annette Bening, who doesn't come across as an athlete. He doesn't. It was a miscast. There's somebody much better.
I don't know. She got nominated for it, though.
Yeah, I know, but nobody's seen the movie, and maybe it isn't in wide release yet. All right, so to follow up on the Jodie Foster story, the story about a man mauled to death after he intentionally jumped into a zoo enclosure where there were lions. You talk about a Darwinian, right? This guy went into the lion enclosure, and a male Asiatic lion was on display, and he jumped this guy in a tree. Had mm-hmm. real life.
And you know why he went in there?
No.
Why? He wanted a selfie.
Oh, great.
With the lion.
Yeah, he did real, you know, yeah, that's real. He
that went is in the there Darwin.
He wanted to take a selfie with the lion.
Good God. Unbelievable. All right, there's a survey. Yeah, right. There's a survey out today on those who around the world want to travel to the United States. So here's one of these other. I'm going to give you the results of the survey, but I'm also going to give you my piece. This is a piece of my mind, if you will, and how people continue, who are Americans, to attack America. What possible value does a survey have other than to denigrate us and our fabulous country? This poll asked Europeans if they were afraid to come to America because of gun violence. So what do you think they're going to say? What's the answer to the question? Of course, the answer is yes.
You don't really want now, to come to nasty old America, do you?
No. Right. So all the planes going in the direction coming here are filled. So anyway, the people who were, this is, well, there's a bunch of people who were asked if they'd come to America before, and the answer was yes, but they wouldn't come back now because there's too much gun violence. Well, there is a lot of gun violence, but there's also something going on in this country, there always is, that is a credit to us. Gun violence is not a credit to us. Safety concerns are a real thing. But when you ask the question the way it was asked, what do you think is going to be the answer? And this is a wholesale anti-American kind of thing. And I resent it. Part of the profile here is talking about the TSA and firearms and all kinds of stuff. Excuse me. People are hesitant. Last year, supposedly, we had 12 million fewer visitors than we did before the pandemic. Well, the pandemic screwed everything up. Gun violence is a problem, but that survey is bogus. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hear that? The sound of water being poured on 800-degree rocks. If you were here in this sauna, you'd be so hot you wouldn't have the energy to move. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. Besides, after a long ride, a helmet sweat is way more satisfying. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without even breaking a sweat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com. Omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DOUG. And get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages. Bacon-wrapped filet mignon. Gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts. Hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Depending on when you're listening to this broadcast, or Nick in the daytime, it's Nick Miles. OurAutoExpert.com is his website because he is an expert on automobiles, cars, and pickup trucks and that sort of stuff. So here, I have a question for you, Mr. Miles. Are you ready?
Yes, sir. Yes, ready.
The truck from Tesla has started to be delivered to customers, and there are a lot of people buzzing about the problems that the truck has. What is the number one problem the Tesla truck has, other than it's ugly, ugly, ugly? Ugly.
Yes, it does look a little bit like something out of a sci-fi movie from the 1970s. It depends on where you go. On safety, there's an issue, but there's also an issue with it rusting, right? You think this day and age that car companies could put a car out that
figure it out
in the first 2 months, it didn't start rusting. Well, it seems to be complicated of why it's rusting, but they use this stainless steel from Finland, so it doesn't have a paint job. It's completely stainless steel, and they're starting to see rust on this stainless steel. Now, some people have speculated it's because of the stainless steel they use from Finland. It's not the same as American, but stainless steel is actually not stainless if you know anything about it. It does rust, and
right. You'd
have to pay an extra $5,000 to take the optional clear coat, which would stop the rusting. Did people know this? Probably not when they purchased it. So rusting is a big one. The other number two, Doug, is people have shown that the automatic closing trunk and doors can slice your fingers off. And they've done this with hot dogs and carrots to show. Yeah. So just be careful of your fingers if you have a Cybertruck. I'd hate you to lose them.
Yeah. Or bring your next time you're stopping by Nathan's hot dog, stick it, if it's too big for you, stick in the door of your Tesla, get it cut in half. That sounds like a good deal. All right, let's talk about Hyundai's. Another question from the Hyundai department. There are 100,000 vehicles being recalled. Hyundai makes what other upscale brand that happens to be the subject of the recall? How many folks are going to raise your hand if you know the answer to that? Yes, go ahead.
Just interestingly, Hyundai also own two car companies that are operating, apart from their own brand, Hyundai, they also own Kia in the United States and Genesis.
Right.
Genesis is the subject of 100,000 recalled vehicles due to a serious, and this is the wording that is used by the NHTSA, a serious fire risk. If you smell a sort of electrical smell or you see smoldering or that sort of thing, you have a serious problem, and no injuries or deaths have been reported from this, but they are saying must immediately have it fixed because there is a fire that can happen in the vehicle. The cause of the fire is an electrical short in the engine compartment while the vehicle is parked or driving. Parked is the more worrying portion, and it includes smoke from the engine and burning melting odor. So, 90,907 of those vehicles on recall today, and they range from 2015 all the way up to 2020.
All right. So let's go back to the original statement you made about Kia, the main company. Is Hyundai the main company or Kia? Who owns what? This is confusing because
Hyundai's Hyundai's the main company. They're actually a lot more than a car company. They're a super successful steel company in Korea. But they also own Kia. And there's a very strange thing about them owning Kia in the United States. But they own the Genesis brand, their luxury brand, too. Now, when they incorporated Kia in the United States, they did it separately from Hyundai. And under United States law, they actually can't talk to each other because that's considered collaboration and not fair business practice. So even though that Hyundai Group own Kia and Hyundai, Kia and Hyundai in the United States are not allowed to have conversations with each other. Because that's
well, they can't sell them at the same. This is the question.
Yeah.
They can't sell them at the same dealership, nor can they sell Genesis at the same dealership. They have to have separate entities. So I'm wondering if this isn't like General Motors, separate dealer for Chevrolet, Buick, General Motors trucks. The Ford brand is pretty much all sold now at one location. Once in a while, you see a Lincoln dealership off to the side somewhere. They don't sell them together. But is this basically what we're talking about? Chrysler has Rams, and they have the Chrysler car, and they have the Jeeps and all that. They sell them at separate dealerships.
They can't sell them together because they're separate companies, but even more than that, they can't converse with each other because that's considered unfair collaboration. So they just have to have separate meetings. They can't do anything together as one unit. It's just considered illegal in the United States, which may be a faux pas in how they formed it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Nick Miles, ourautoexpert.com here on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.